Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon, Muskegon.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now, your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
Okay. Man, we got us a little bit of a break from the weather this week, man. It was 80 degrees last night.
I know. Then I was cold October. This morning.
And it was cold this morning. It's Michigan, man.
Yeah, I woke up, I was like, woo, because I had to drive to an appointment this morning. I was like,
big difference what a day makes in Michigan.
That's a good highway driving, though. That wind be blowing, though.
Oh, okay, there. That's a cool crisp mornings.
It's good highway driving. Car drive cool. And
you hit turn the heat on or air conditioner. Yeah. You can just roll.
You can roll, man. So that was good highway driving in the morning. So that's not bad at all. And then it's football weather, I know, this weekend. It's Michigan, Michigan State's homecoming.
Who they got this weekend?
I think we got Penn State.
No, I hope not.
No, we don't. That's next weekend. We got Northwestern.
Northwestern. Okay.
That's still hard.
Yeah, that's a formidable opponent, man.
They beat us one homecoming, so they just barely lost a game to somebody.
They had Michigan, man. It was 17. Actually, they were up 17-0 at one time.
Michigan beat them by like 2 or something.
Michigan
like that.
Came back and won it 20-17. Yep. Shut them out.
Yeah, I mean, shut them out.
At Northwestern.
Yep.
But they had them on the ropes, man.
So you give the credit to the coach or to the defensive coordinator? We give credit
the defensive coordinator, because the defense played lights out at, you know, when team gets 17 points and then you shut them down for the rest of the game and the offense was slowly clicking. Well, you know, the Penn State game was the same, Ohio State and Penn State.
Yeah.
Oh, they was rocking, man.
Penn State had them.
They had them.
They had them, man.
Okay.
They had them, Tony.
And Ohio State came back and beat them by one.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, man, that Big Ten, I think, is a lot closer than what people, you know, we look at Ohio State and some of the bigger schools, man, and thinking, okay, they're going to walk through the Big Ten schedule. But, man, Michigan State got a shot. You know, everybody is undefeated in the conference so far. So, it's going to be interesting.
Month of October. Except Indiana. We popped Indiana. We had a chance to get a hold of them. And then we got, who's that, Jefferson. He's doing pretty good, man.
He scored.
Coach giving him some run.
Yeah, because one of the running backs got hurt again. Got another back that's down.
Yeah, I think Scott is down, too. So, that is. Scott got fumbleitis. He always has that fumbleitis disease anyway, but he's an excellent athlete. But
And then one of our kids from Central, Corey, he scored,
too.
Central. Yeah,
he did.
So, and then I went down to Kalamazoo College while Jared Pittman played. And Jared scored.
They undefeated, too.
They undefeated.
He looked good. I seen him on some pictures. He's got some weight on him now.
You know, but talking to the coach, man, he said that he wants more Big Reds to come to his program because of the attitude that they bring. He said this kid basically has changed the culture. Because last year they won one football game.
Yeah.
Right? They won one football game. The year before, maybe one. They just got trounced.
Yeah.
He says, but when you bring kids into your program that are used to winning.
He coached the team down here, the arena team.
Yeah,
I can't remember the guy's name.
Yeah, he's the offensive line coach.
So he knows what he's talking about.
You know, when you bring up kids, man, in programs that are used to winning, and you put them in an environment where kids are kind of like mediocre, where they do win, and you get a guy that say, "Hey, man, I'm not used to this.
I'm a winner.
I'm not used to losing."
I can hear pity now.
Everybody in the program to become better, man. And they played Adrian.
I can hear pity night how loud he's talking.
Oh, yeah.
Pushing. Leading the troops. I can see him now.
Yeah. And they played Adrian, man. And Adrian was loaded.
Yeah, they loaded.
They had kids, man, from Florida.
That's where Doc came from. Doc coached there.
He was there. Yeah. He was at the game.
Montrell Doc used to coach the DBs there. So he was looking at his, that's my team they playing against. Yeah, so he got the chance to see. And they beat them. So he probably, that was a good game.
They beat them, man. It was like one of those last drive. And they beat them by two or three points. So it was a great football game. It was really back and forth. It was just a testament to the will of the kids at KZU to win that game. Because definitely Adrian had the better athletes, man.
Wow, that's it. You're right. Adrian did. They were low.
I was surprised at that.
I'm wondering where Adrian be getting them kids from, man.
All over, man. I got a copy of their roster.
Okay.
Texas, Florida, Georgia.
They coming to Michigan for football.
Yeah.
But look, people don't realize, those little small schools like that, that's a good education to get.
Yes, it is.
Those are the politicians, the judges, and doctors come out those schools.
Yeah.
Small classrooms and stuff.
You know, they can't really offer scholarships.
Yeah.
Okay? So they put together these financial aid packages. So it costs you about $5,000 to go to that school, basically, after all said and done, which is not bad. Okay, you can do work study after football or whatever to come up $5,000 or the family. Like you say, these private schools, man, quality education.
Yep. And then if you and the word private is big because I'll say this on air because I had some kids that go to Olivet and some guys I went to school with. Private schools can do things a lot differently with their money.
Yes.
They can do. Friends of the program really help out.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that.
Alumni come in and, that's why and help they, out.
You can say that. They're not NCAA. So.
Right. They're not cheating.
That's right. They're not cheating. I like that
There's
kid.
Just perks along the way.
I like that kid. Does he need any help financially?
Yes. Absolutely, man.
Yep.
So yeah, that was a great day, man. So, yep. But, you know, back to high school football.
That's right.
The big game is coming up next week. And the whole town's waiting for this game.
Ooh-wee.
Guys from across town coming to see these big reds at Hackley Stadium. I just hope the weather is just perfect. You know, nice, cool, crisp night for football so these guys can get it on. And all this talking, you can, you can shut it up.
Who the best team?
Yeah.
In the city.
Yeah. Is the old saying, the old must go, right? Because they're going to be 7-0. But Muskegon got Union this week.
Yeah.
We know what's going to happen there.
But then Union got a campaign going on, too. And the Big Reds coming.
I heard about that campaign.
What's this called now? Elaborate on that.
Fill the seats.
Fill the seats.
Okay. It was Fox 17 did a story about the program, right?
Okay.
It just fell on hard times. Because I went back and did some research. 1995. They beat Muskegon in 1995. 35-0.
That's when I was in high school.
I thought, boy, we were really bad or they were really good.
That's when they had Grand Rapids Central. They had all
schools. They had all the Grand Rapids schools then. You know, we used to play them. But since then, they have not had a winning season. I think the next year they did, but it was 5-4. And after that, they have not had a winning season. Matter of fact, there were a lot of games where they just went, they didn't win a game. But last week, I think it was at Reese Puffer, they had 4 people in the stands at their game supporting the football program. I mean, where are the parents, right?
Yeah.
You got kids that's playing. Where's the parents and uncles and aunts and grandparents? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So there's a movement for them to come to Houseman Field this week when they play Muskegon to garner some more support from their fan base. And it's called Fill the Seats. So it'll be interesting to see how that turn out. But I know a lot of people from the Grand Rapids area are just going to come to see what Muskegon looks like.
Oh, yeah. They come to see Muskegon.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to come. So it's going to be good for them.
Yeah, we know it's not going to be very competitive, but at least they'll have some fans come out. And I root for those kids on Union, man. When something good happens, because I went to the last 5 or 6 games, we were just total blowouts. But you know what, man? These kids keep playing. They keep playing. So my hat is off to them. I don't know what the answer is. Turn them around, because I know years ago, man, they used to play some tough football over at Grand Rapids Union in Creston. And
basketball, they did. They got it.
Absolutely, man. So I just hope one day they become competitive or put them in a different conference. I don't know what that answer is, but it amazes me how these kids still come out and play football.
Yeah, and then they're a Class A school, so I'm wondering, why are they struggling with a Class A school? Like, what's the demographic? Like, what's happening?
Yeah, there's so many other parochial schools that come in and pluck a lot of the good inner city players away. You offer them scholarships to attend, the South Christians, Grand Rapids Christian, EGR, which is a public school, but it still has a status of almost like a parochial. And they just kind of get some of the best players out of the city league. So they're fighting against that too.
And they build that neighborhood up in that community.
Yeah. So we'll see. Right now everybody's waiting for next week. And I think the Hackley Stadium will be packed. Standing room only.
Yes, it definitely will be. It will. It's going to be a time where it's going to shine and good things going to come out.
Yeah, as they say, let the best team win. It's that simple, man. It's going to be fun to watch. Yep. We had talked on our last show about, one of our favorite sons, Deontay Davis, got waived by Sacramento.
Yep, Sacramento Kings.
But has
he's like Kansas City, that's the old school name.
Right.
Kansas City Kings.
That's where they came from.
Yeah. You're right. I know.
Dating myself.
Yeah, I'm old enough to remember.
Yeah. But he got an invite to go to the camp of the Warriors.
He fit that system, like you said. He fit that.
Yeah. So it's up to him. Opportunity comes knocking. And it's up to you to make the best of it, because you can't, you know, always get those kinds of opportunities to get with class organizations like that.
And then they got, and then they picked up Big Cousins.
Oh yeah.
So then they gotta have another body that's comparable,
right,
to a Cousins on their roster.
Yeah, even if it's on the like the practice squad, you know what I mean? At least he's on the payroll. You know, they might even, you know, never know. They might even put him on in their G League, just to keep him fresh in case he gets called up, because we don't know if Cousins is going to
pan out.
What's going to happen? You know, injuries happen.
Or his attitude.
So we'll see.
Yeah, I'm rooting for him, man. I want to see it happen, man. I thought Magic would call him. I did. I really thought the Lakers would have called him, because I thought he fit that too. Because I saw JaVale McGee had those 17 points that first game. Yeah. And I was like, did he better than him? skill set. He just, JaVale just got this hyperness and his energy about him. And I was like, he's going to get it. He's only 21 years old. That's why I always got to look at that. I'm like, he's 21.
Yeah, he's still young.
He's going to turn the corner. And when he turn the corner, he's going to realize it. But then, like we were talking off air, he's got to break that 5-year, and he got a retirement plan forever.
Right.
Break that.
You got to stay in the league.
Yep, get to 5 years, brother.
Get paid.
Yep, we respect that. Five years.
Name of the game, get paid.
Yep, we want you to see that.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And I know this past weekend we had some kids from the radio station that helped out, went to Michigan State with Mickey Wallace to do some fundraising for their group. So that was pretty good. I know he's taking another group today. I mean, on this weekend. And during this time, he's going to be at the homecoming, so. It's a good thing that's going on in our community that's highlighted, that's trying to connect kids with work experience and colleges and fundraising for their organizations.
That's fantastic, man.
Yeah, and more groups going to be going throughout the year. So that's, I just commend people that's willing to take on those tasks and make sure those kids get those experiences and opportunities, because you can open somebody's mind, especially when you're just in Muskegon all the time.
Right.
And then you get out the city and you're like, oh, this is what it's really like.
Right. You know? You see how people tailgate, you know, the huge tents, man. The food, the TVs, camaraderie. Ooh. You know, it's just like, it's like another city.
Yes, it is.
Okay, a city within a city. And the kids get this as like, man, this is what college life is like. Oh, wow, I can this, you know, as well as get into academics, of course.
Yep. It's a good feeling to go to see, especially for myself, seeing people that I went to school with and remember you in your 20s and stuff like that. That's a good experience.
Yeah, because time sure flies, don't it?
Man, it flies. I'm like, I'm 40. I'm like, I remember being 22 or being in my first one and not going to sleep.
So yeah.
That's something different.
I remember we were, you know, class reunions. I can remember years ago, guys would talk about, you know, some of the career changes they've made, some of the aspirations, accomplishments that they've had. And it was like, took a whole different tone this last year, because everybody was talking about, you know, their Social Security.
Yes.
Like, wow, here we are talking about getting Social Security, man. That just tells you how time flies, man. You know?
Hey, some people can't get it. They was just talking.
Right. You got to pay in.
Yeah. They imagine if you done, and just speaking of that, just we talking about saving money today, 20 apps that you can save money on your phone. That's important, because just saving for, like you said, you got to put in.
Oh, you got to put in.
That's, I've been putting in since I was what? Since I was 15. When they say I was eligible to work, I did Operation Graduation. I think it was 1 year I didn't work. Okay. 1 year I set out. But other than that, I've worked every single year of my life since 16. So that's like 24 years.
Well, if you get quarterly statements from the Social Security office, you know you're good.
Yeah, I've seen those
numbers. They'll give you an example of what it will look like when you start taking your benefits.
Yeah, I saw that at a certain age, what the monthly going to be. Even my wife will take an income. It's like they got it set up for her. Like she gets
spousal survivors.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can split that. You only take half, and then if something happened to you, she will get the remainder of it.
Yeah, so I saw that. So that's amazing that, hey, and marriage is worth it too. It helps that person out.
Yeah, you know, and that was kind of strange, because older people that were on Social Security, you know, one of their spouses would pass away, and they would kind of start looking at maybe hooking up. You know, they would not get married because they would lose their Social Security. So a lot of older folks, it's kind of flipping the script where they shacking. All right.
Yeah, they're like, I'm not giving me, I'm
right,
my
they check. Shacking instead of getting married versus young folks, because they don't want to give up the Social Security, man.
Wow. Don't give up that check. Hey, right. It's a good check. I've seen it's a couple $1,000 a month.
Yeah, yeah. $1,300, $1,400, you know. Yeah. You got to get on the Medicare.
Yeah.
You know, you get on Medicare. So, yeah, that's another subject that probably we ought to make sure we put on our list of discussions in the coming months, talk about that, because I know – There's quite a few folks that probably are looking at it and don't quite understand it, because there's a lot of things you need to understand about Social Security and its benefits.
You're right. So what we got today, we got we're in Money Magazine. We've been in a couple, checking out a couple articles the last couple weeks, just trying to help people out. But this it talks about 20 apps for saving money. And we're just going to go over some of those apps and highlight some of them. I know one of them they have is called Joy. Joy is a new app. And it's only on Apple phones, though. It says uses some of the same psychological tricks as dating apps. But in order to help out your wallet rather than your love life, Joy offers a virtual money coach designed with insights from a team of clinical psychologists and neuroscientists and tailored to your particular behavior. You rate purchases based on how happy or sad they make you feel, which forces you to confront whether spending $20 on Eggs Benedict and Mimosos, drinks, those drinks everybody drink at brunch. Yep. It was worth it. The app then helps you find areas to cut back and provides daily savings recommendations. That extra coin has also been dropped into the free FDIC insured savings account. So
that's cool.
It gives you a way to save. And I was looking at apps, trying to design my own app too, because I listened to a seminar last week about designing your own phone apps. And I was thinking about an app that alerts me if I spin wrong, so somebody didn't beat me to it. That's why I got this article, Tony. I'm like, they done beat me to it.
Yeah, man, it's people that sit around all day, man. That's all they do is think about ways of putting apps on your phone to help you.
But I'm telling you, designing an app is the fastest way to become a millionaire.
Yes, it is.
If you can get into that niche, and it's free ways to do it, but you got to just have the right people around you. If you get enough people to download your app on the Android or iPhone, it's already on your app store. So you just got to click on it. You're already paying for the service. So if your app is on that app service, you download it and you get 1,000 people to do that, 30,000, you're rich.
Yep.
Because they think it's free, but they actually paying you by downloading that app.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's amazing.
Yep. That's incredible, man.
Yep. So that's one of the apps. Another one is on here is called Trim. It said Trim, perhaps you think it might be something nice to save as an assistant to sort your bills. For those of us that are not in the C-suite, like in the rich part of life, Trim intelligently replicates the mundane but essential task of going through purchases to figure out what could be cut. It connects your bank accounts with encrypted security for peace of mind and analyzes spending. Its most vital function is presenting regular payments that can be eliminated or significantly decreased. Trim also helps you identify and cancel subscriptions you no longer need or want, and it negotiates on your behalf to bring down the price of your cable bill. Something that can be taxing anyone over the phone, but it's one secret to saving a bit more every month. Trim doesn't have a mobile app. You have to sign up at go.xtrim.com, and it works through text messages to and from your phone. That one.
Yeah.
So these are two ones. That's why I read those two, because I'm like, Trim, I can go on my. But then a lot of times the information gets compromised. Your information does.
Okay, you have to be careful.
That kind of
connects your bank accounts. Remember that's it. That, with encrypted security. All right. Okay. Maybe so.
Yep. So I was like,
yeah, it's out there.
But look, speaking of Trim, when we had a couple years ago, we had a show called Payday Loans.
Right.
And I had to get I talked about it because years ago I had to get one. Right.
Okay.
And I got one. And I was like, they charged me too much money.
Oh yeah.
Right. So I got sent a check the other day for a payday loan I had for like almost 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a settlement.
It was a class action suit because they were predatory lending.
Yes, they were. And I think I was doing something. My wife wanted me to get something. I was like, well, I got to wait on this and this. And so I just go, I'm going to get this. And she went and got like $500 or something dollars. And I was like, no, I'll just wait. Use this credit card. She's like, no, I'm just going to do this.
Yeah.
So I need the cash.
Check it out. Okay.
So she went up and ended up doing it. I said, why you do that? The payday loans, they rip you off. So I ended up paying. I was like, I looked. I was like, hey.
I'm still paying.
It was like 180% or something. It was like crazy.
It's crazy, man.
And I was like, I looked. I say, I kept on giving the money. I said, I'm not paying them off. Then I looked up, ended up paying triple for the $500.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because of the amount of interest that you pay.
I paid triple for $500 that I borrowed. So then the class of lawsuits said that they only supposed to set a certain rate.
There's a ceiling in the state of Michigan.
And one time, not every time, every week.
Right, not a revolving credit line.
They went to APR on me. They hit me every day. They was hitting that $500 at almost 180% or something like that.
You'd crazy. Never pay it off.
Crazy. My wife did it. I was like, I'm not mad at her audience, but I'm just sharing this with you.
That, but he forgave her.
Yeah, I've been forgave her. And then when the check came too, I said, look, I got a check for that payday loan you got those years ago. I said, what they give you? I was like, well, it's about $300. But I wasn't even expecting it. Just came in the mail. You know, that's going to pay off a bill. So speaking of trim, that's an idea. I know some people got those out there. But stay away from those places, please. Payday loans. Stay away from them.
No doubt. Yep. No doubt. What's the next one? Honey Fi. Financial conversations between partners can be difficult, to say the least. Honey Fi eases the pain, helping couples make smart money decisions by empowering them to reach goals together. It links to all bank accounts, joint or individual. You and your better half working as a team can react to transactions, comment on them, and sync up with HoneyFi customized monthly budget and insights. That's kind of neat.
Man, I checked that one out. I was talking to a couple last night that had some credit card issues and some student loan issues. And people trust me, man, I appreciate that. So I was going to their account, I was looking at the credit cards, and I was like, none of them was late. Everything was good. But then they had a situation where they had a job situation or something. And I'm not mentioning no names. These people only live in the city. Right. But they gave me that information. I looked, and I was like, I recommended this app.
Honey Fi.
Yep. So okay. I'm going to be talking to them at 7 o'clock tonight also about how did they get the app so they can communicate and make sure. But then I also found them a way where they can get rid of their credit card debt because they're not late. So they're just going to try to figure out a way how to consolidate it without being penalized.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yep. So.
Yeah, one payment.
Yep. One payment, lower the interest and all that, and get that out the way and probably cut it in half, cut that debt in half. But it's just wonderful that there are apps out there to help do the communication for you, to have that family time, that meeting, you know. So play with the apps. Yeah. It's going to save you some money, audience. Yeah. Forget the Sudokus and the pool games and chess and checkers. Play with the apps that's going to save you some money. That's why we're talking about this stuff today. What's another one you like on here, Tony?
Twine, it says. It's similar to HoneyFi. Twine is geared toward couples. Partners create savings missions for themselves, whether it's making a down payment on a home or finally booking that dream vacation. Each user is able to contribute and track how close he or she is to the finish line. And Twine's bright, cheery design makes the process that much sweeter. Whenever you can save, whatever you save can be converted into cash or dropped into an investment portfolio, and it's also super cheap. It costs just 25 cents per every $500 invested through the service. That's cheap.
That's cheap, man.
Yeah. That sounds good to me. I like that one.
Yes, that definitely
is. I'm going to check that Twine out.
Yeah. So the next one is, it's even spotlighted on this, what's called Swag Books. And it's on, you can get it on your desktop, you can get it on Apple and Android. It says it's a great way to earn free gift cards by doing a bit of work online. Filling out surveys, watch videos, use specific websites, and shop at certain retailers to rack up swag points. Then redeem points for gift cards at places like Amazon and Target, or take the cash, and we're not talking pennies, Swag Bucks brags that it has given away more than $285 million since its 2008 debut. I got a friend. She live in Tennessee. She used Swag
Bucks. That's a lot of cash,
she
man.
Has stuff from Macy's, Target, Amazon, Olive Garden. She had a gift card. She gets it in.
It works, huh?
It works, man.
Swag Bucks.
Swag Bucks gets it in, Tony.
It's the real deal.
Man,
okay.
I'm telling you. She be, how you get that? It's like, I got this Foot Locker one, $100, this $50. Like, what you be doing? So how we doing Swag Bucks? I'm like, what are you talking about?
Okay, watching videos, then rate the videos.
Yeah, because the people watch them anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And they need that feedback.
Yeah.
You know, that is so huge now. Customer feedback. Every time you go to a website and search for anything, what do they ask you at the very end?
Do you want to do a survey?
On the phone, if you call the gas company, the cable company, whatever, they want to know, Do you want to take this survey?
Man, those ratings. Look, you know what? That helps you buy products. I seen Lamar and Linwood Lee at a game, and Lamar had on some sneakers, right? And I was like, those are nice. You know, his feet is real big. And I was looking like, man. So I couldn't find them nowhere. So I went to this website called StockX.
Okay.
Right? And I looked at the ratings of different buyers, different people that were selling shoes. It was a stock market for shoes. And I was like, I want those shoes Lamar has. So I ended up, I looked, I said, I found a price and I found the rating of that person and what they wrote about that person's shoes and everything. And I was like, I'm going to buy from him.
The review.
So like you said, the review is it that definitely works.
You know, and even when I travel, right? If I'm looking at a hotel, I go read the reviews, okay? Because it was I had a family member.
You better. Go ahead.
Had a family member booked a hotel and over in Detroit for a party, right? And we were invited, so I said, let me go in and check it out.
What neighborhood y'all?
It was over Sterling Heights.
Okay.
It was Sterling Heights, right? But the reviews were trash.
Wow. Review,
and sure enough, you know, I'm not going to rain on her parade. I let her get there. And she got there and realized how bad it was and had to book. I'm thinking they went downtown Detroit to the Courtyard Marriott.
Yes, sir.
Reviews, they're real. You know, and if you're shopping, like you say, find out what the experiences are. Car dealerships, whatever, man. Read reviews. They got a lot of good information there.
Man, that works with cars, too. Like, you know, those online cars and all that.
Yeah, Carvana.
Man.
Car Guru.
And you'll see a car, you'll see like, ooh, that's an Audi. That's a Porsche. They got this.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll see the reviews. The car they had, it had a salvage title. It was this. It had, when I bought it, the whole bottom got eaten out by bees, you know?
Yeah, it's all scratched
the
up.
Wires. I'm like.
Inside stink or something like mold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The reviews so, tell it.
You do, man. And it's amazing. You know, what we're talking about is using the internet. Because that's all we're talking about, right?
Yes, sir.
Apps are nothing more than the internet. And if you're going to get involved in any kind of internet shopping, you have to really still do homework.
These next two that I have Checkout 51 and okay. Parabus. I'm going to go with Parabus first. It says Parabus is usually when you buy something, you never have a clue once the product has dropped in price at the same retail. I'm going to share an experience I just had this week when I was at the doctor. Parabus aims to solve the problem with little effort. Download the app and connect it to your email, and it automatically searches for any receipts eligible for a refund based on the decreased price.
Wow.
It claims you have earned $24 million in savings for users and tracks more than 25 major retailers, including Walmart, Nordstrom Rack, and Target. While Amazon no longer offers price drop refunds, Parabus will scan for late deliveries from the company to get money back. It's easy as cash and smart safety net for your wallet. I done had it happen
That's
for
incredible.
Me. I'm gonna tell you, Tony, this don't happen to me. Audience, listen, I done had it happen for me for Amazon, Macy's, and I think it was Myers or something. It was some food or something. This week, when I went to my doctor's visits, I went to NeuroCore this week, and they had a fire on some technical equipment, so I couldn't go. So I called my wife, so I'm going to go on Macy's in Granville. I'm just going to look around, right? So I go in, and I look, and I see a suit. I'm like, I bought this suit like 8 days ago. It was on sale. And I think I paid $100 for it, right? I go in there. It was like $40.
No way.
I was
no
like,
way.
Man, I was like, what? It was on a 75% off rack. Real nice suit, but it was a summer suit, right?
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like something that you just put on. But I was like, when the price was new, it was like $300. So I'm like, I bought it for 100 something, right? I go in, I was like, what? That's like $60. But then I check my email, my Parabus had it already in there.
Really?
I just didn't check my updates.
Okay.
So they're like, we put in a request to Macy's to save you $60. So then I end up calling, I took the pictures of it, and I called Macy's. They say, yeah, we already got that for you already. Parabus, your app told us. To your credit card.
Amazing.
Macy's credit card, your email, it already showed you. I was like, I had to check my updates, and they say in 4 to 5 days you will be receiving this. That's one of them.
That's awesome, man.
I was like, wow. So you could buy something, and you know that, oh, it went on sale. I bought it for this much. And I'm like,
this is incredible.
Yeah, so that's Parabus is one.
Man.
Yes, it does. And the next one is Checkout 51. This rebate app offers a way for you to save while still completing your weekly shopping. Just make sure to follow all the steps, and you can earn some extra cash. Simply make an account, browse a few items every Thursday morning, and head to the store. Then upload a photo of your receipt, claim your offers, and watch your balance grow. Once you hit $20, it will send you a check. This is how it works. You can go to any store, right?
Mm-hmm.
You just got to click on the things you want, and you buy them. And all you got to do is get your phone out. Remember, all those phones got those got the app on it. You can scan that little funny right. looking thing.
Yeah.
You scan that, and then it'll scan everything you bought. And then whatever you bought, if you save $1.50 or whatever, it puts it in an account for you. And then when you get $20, it gives it to you. I got that one too. So that, man, I'm telling you, man, the app world, Tony. That's why I was like, I want to create my own app. Yeah, man. I got to figure out what it is.
You could actually do a course, all yeah. right? I mean, we're talking about using these apps, but some people probably are not really savvy enough.
Yeah.
You know, that it's they're interested in it, but they'd be willing to come and sit in a course where you can show them how to use it.
I think so, because these two, the Parabus.
It's going to pay for itself.
Yep, Parabus, check out 51. And like you said, Trim sounds good, Joy sounds good. Then you got Orbitz. Orbitz is so old, right?
Yeah, Orbitz. Yeah, they've been around a while.
And then it's a couple more here. I know a lot of people are going to be like, oh, I got to get that one. Chick-fil-A has an app.
Chick-fil-A. So, McDonald's got an app.
So they're talking about, so McDonald's, you can order your food online, and they'll have it curbside for you.
Right. You pull in, they got your own designated parking.
Yep.
Yeah.
So sometimes my wife has fry attacks and shake attacks, so I have to go. I ain't put the app on it yet, but I'm like, if it get to that point, I got a problem. She got a problem. So I'm glad it's not to that point yet.
7-Eleven.
Yeah, coach. But it's just apps, man, that you can use. Then they got the billionaire app. It's other ones that we can have and just keep on building.
Yeah, AMC Theaters, they got an app. Tuesdays are your time to hunt for perks. If you live near AMC, we don't have one, I don't think, here.
No, we have
a sign up for the free stub program online, Access $5 ticket Tuesday. Oh, wow.
We got Cinema Carousel. Man. Yep, you're great exactly stuff. Right. So scripture today I have for good for nothing, trust God with the least. We talk about the tax collector, Zacchaeus, in Luke 19, verses 1 through 10. And I'm going to start out at verse 8. It says, meanwhile, Zacchaeus stood before the Lord and said, I will give you half my wealth to the poor, Lord. And if I have cheated people on their taxes, I will give them back four times as much. And it says, Jesus replied, salvation has come to his home. To this home today, for this man has shown himself to be a true son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost. Jesus loved him, and in response, this tax collector was converted. In every society, certain groups of people are considered untouchable because of their political views, their immoral behavior, or their lifestyle. We should not give in the social pressure to avoid these people. Jesus loves them, and they need to hear his good news. So the Cosbys and the Karanas and the Trumps, the Trump is coming.
Okay.
And we don't have to be the judge and the jury.
No, we don't.
Gotta do it.
That's right.
Yep. So I'm Chauncey Wimps.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat. Yeah, I got a couple of those apps.